Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This morning, though, our big story is coronavirus. And Dr. John Huber is a clinical forensic psychologist. And he joins us to talk about how we prepare for coronavirus. So, Help me understand, because I called our producer, John, and said, all right, he's a psychologist. Tell me what you do, just so I understand.
Well, I am a clinical psychologist. I have privileges at two medical hospitals, so right. I work with illness all the time. And one of the things I look at are the statistics, the numbers. I do research. I've done research. I was a university professor for 21 years. Mm. I also deal with the mental health sides of things. And I see, you know, we have this virus. It's a new thing for us. And I see a lot of really interesting things that are happening. But I think, like President Trump had said last night when he was talking, that this may be the biggest non-entity issue. And he talked about the 45 researchers and scientists he has with him and said, you know, that don't seem to be too excited about it yet. We're worldwide. We're getting really anxious, and you know, you can't find face masks around, you know, and it's like there's alcohol gel, the hand sanitizer stuff seems to be at a premium right now. It is very disconcerting that we're stressed out over this, and you know, I don't like seeing anybody die, but we still are under 3,000 people who've died from this.
Worldwide,
we're over 80,000 people infected. That means we're running at just about 2% or just under 2% lethality, which is something like the flu. And we here in the United States are in the middle of flu season. We're losing 360 to 380 people a day. So, you know, in 10 days, we lose 3,800 people to the flu. Yet we've gone almost two full months since the coronavirus has been identified, and we still have less than 3,000 people who've died.
And not to minimize anybody's death, but the folks
correct.
Who are dying from the flu, am I correct in saying that these are generally people with compromised immune systems? They're older. They already have some health problems. Is that generalization an accurate statement?
Well, that's typically what happens. You know, there are a few people who do die that seem to be relatively healthy, and that usually ends up, you know, because we get some kind of pneumonia complication,
right. Yeah.
And people don't want to go to the hospital. And, you know, and pneumonia can kill anybody very quickly. It's a very dangerous situation. And, you know, for the coronavirus, we're putting all our hopes, you know, all the World Health Organization, we got to work on this virus. You know, antiviral infection or injections to give us a vaccine, and that's still a year away. I mean, that's just the process of making those, and we're putting our hopes in the wrong place, because right now what we've got is maintenance. That's how we care for it. Mm-hmm. So you give lots of fluids. If they can't drink, you give them IV fluids, and then, you know, if they start the respiratory stuff, you go all the way to including oxygen and like that with them, and still. We have less than 3,000 people who've died from this. I mean, we've lost, you know, tens of thousands of people, to, you know, in that same amount of time with the flu.
Yeah.
But we're not freaking out over the flu. We didn't
right.
go and buy all the masks and buy all this. So what is it? And I think from a different perspective, the Chinese government has really been able to capitalize on this. You know, they had all these protests, especially in Hong Kong, asking for more democracy and trying to shut down and restrict the communist government's ability to control their lives. And all of a sudden, they could essentially assert martial law. They shut everything down. No protest. They don't have to deal with this stuff anymore, using this pandemic that they've kind of created. And I think they've had an advantage with it. They've gotten the rest of the world to jump on board. And at the same time, we've got other things out there that are right next door that we don't even think about, like the flu, that are killing people.
It's a political weapon in a lot of places. I have no doubt, knowing the government of China, that they are using it to try to shut down movement and political protests that they don't like. And talk with me for a second here about whether you think the conversation here in Washington between Republicans and Democrats is a healthy conversation about the appropriate way, public policy standpoint, to stop the spread, or whether it's being politicized as a weapon here as well. I thought the president did pretty well last night, but immediately on CNN, they brought in Rahm Emanuel's brother as if that's some sort of objective analysis of the president's approach. I mean, this guy, you know, he's the architect of Obamacare and hates Donald Trump. So I don't know that I would ask him for his opinion of the president's necktie, much less his public policy approach. Do you think this is being hyper politicized here as well? Or is everybody taking a shot, but it's responsible?
I think it's being hyper-politicized. You know, I flew into New York, you know, yesterday, and it was really interesting to watch one person on this airplane with 400 people on. One person had a mask on. And I always do things to protect myself. I mean, you know, when I'm at the hospital, I see my patients, I wash my hands maybe 30 to 60 times a day, depending upon how many patients I see. You know, wash my hands going in the room, wash my hands going out, and then once I get down to the nurse's station, I wash my hands again, because I don't want to get anything, whether it's the cold or pneumonia or, you know, whatever the patients have. Yeah. And it's just standard safe procedure. So when I get on an airplane, I bring my little Clorox wipes and I wipe down the upright tray and I wipe down all the hard plastic surfaces, and then I turn on the vent from the air conditioning unit full blast right on my face, because I know that in every modern airplane that is HEPA filtered air. Even though it may be recycled, it has blocked and collected all the viral entities in the air and stopped them. And that's a good clean source of air that will keep, you know, if somebody sneezes across the room or coughs, that's the best thing to keep their viruses off of me, that clean air.
Well, we're at this big convention today with thousands of people from across the country, some from out of the United States, and I've already made the decision I'm going to try to talk people into doing a fist bump instead of the full-on shake. Unless it's Donald Trump or Mike Pence or, you know, the governor of a state, I'll just do the fist bump and try to avoid.
Trying to infect our leaders, is that right here?
Dr. John Huber, clinical forensic psychologist. I really appreciate you talking through this with us, and maybe it'll give people some peace as they start their Thursday morning. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much. Just be safe about it. Don't be crazy about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.